This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about those times when we refuse to see the light. King Ahab's life is a good example of what can happen when we refuse to see and respect the truth time and time again. King Ahab's predecessors, to include his father, all worshipped pagan gods. But of all those who preceded him, King Ahab was the worst. In fact, the scriptures say that King Ahab did what was evil in the Lord's sight. One day, the prophet Elijah summoned the Israelites to Mount Carmel to join in a contest. The Israelites had 450 prophets, and the prophet Elijah had God. Elijah asked that two bulls be brought forward. One bull would be placed on the altar of the false god Baal, and the other bull would be placed on the altar before God. The God who answered by setting fire to the wood would be the true God. The Israelites cried out and even danced before Baal, but there was no fire. Yet when Elijah prayed before God, in an instant, fire flashed down from heaven and the young bull burned up. The truth about who was the real God was placed right before King Ahab's eyes, but he still refused to see the light and ultimately his way. Sometime thereafter, God would give King Ahab victory in two battles that he surely would not have won without God, yet he still refused to worship and obey God. King Ahab would ultimately experience the consequences that come with refusing to embrace the truth. Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel today as I share my own challenges with seeing my inconvenient truths. But before you do, let's recall what Jesus said. I am the way and the truth and the life, John 14:6. So today, see the light.